We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad. This is the
rhythm of the Mitch Light. Mitch Light. Mitch Light. The rhythm of my
life. Mitch Light, Athlon Sports.
This is the type of insight you're looking for when you call me.
Yes, this is why I have you on.
Nebraska, you sit there and say, wow. It was expert scheduling by Corey to have me on today.
Mitch Light, Athlon Sports. Well, DePaul, thank God for him, right? Am I right?
Thank God for DePaul.
Herm Edwards. Why? Catch some rays and then work on my tan.
Mitch Light, Athlon Sports.
I like watching you in the sunny studio. Well, the studios aren't sunny. The studio's in sunny Los Angeles. You look great on TV. Very handsome.
Men's and women's bathroom or gate?
My favorite college basketball player, Mitch Lightfoot.
Let's talk all things happening in the world of college football with Mitch Light of Athlon Sports.
Sometimes, the ball bounces your way.
Turn on my microphone there. That's good. My man Mitch Light joins us now. Mitch, how are you?
I'm good, Nick. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm great. How was Notre Dame? I mean, Vanderbilt played them tough. I mean, that had to been, I know the outcome wasn't good, but that would have been a thrilling one to see.
Yeah, great game. Like I think I told you guys last week, first trip up there, met all expectations. Just great scene. We got up there. I went the whole weekend with my son, went to the pep rally. They've got there. They got like a midnight drumline band thing, tailgating and stuff like that. The weather was great, and you know, it's a great stadium, so yeah, and the entertaining game, so definitely a really good weekend.
How good's Notre Dame?
I don't know. People keep saying that's obviously a big storyline around here because, you know, well, but yeah, Vanderbilt played really well, but how good's Notre Dame? To like just watching the game, they're pretty good on defense, I think. They're limited on offense, I would say, because Brandon Wimbush is just not a consistent, you know, thrower of the football, which is a pretty important part of that position. I don't see them emerging as a college football playoff team. I think they're a legit top 20, top 15 team. And, you know, you can't ignore the Michigan win. You know, you can say, okay, they beat Ball State, they beat Vanderbilt, but they did beat Michigan, and we'll find out how good that win is. I still think Michigan's really good. So, like I said, you can't ignore that. Next few weeks, they go to Wake and they get Stanford at home. So, I think they're good. I don't necessarily think they're great.
Mitch, this is Corey. I'm taking over this interview now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, finally, a professional.
Right,
dang it!
Right. But before we move off of Notre Dame, I listened to your podcast that you do with Braden Gall last night. Can you tell the abbreviated version of the story between you and the usher at Notre Dame Stadium?
Yes. Okay. I'll be very brief.
I'm intrigued.
I want to preface this by saying that 99.9% of the people at Notre Dame were great. I mean, they pride themselves on it. Welcome to Notre Dame. Welcome to Notre Dame. If you've ever been there, anybody listening, you know that. I get a pass to be on the sideline, part of the radio team, and evidently part of my pass, I was supposed to have on a photo bib, like one of those green things, which no one ever told me. I ran across literally 15 or 20 usher/security people. No one ever said anything. In the third quarter, one guy decided to tell me that I needed to have this on. I told him, sir, I'm sorry. You know, no one ever told me. I'm just trying to do my job. He sent me up to the concourse to get it. And then basically once he sent me up there, another usher just said, don't worry about it. I went back down without it, was on the sideline. 3 minutes to go in the game as Vanderbilt's driving, he calls me over, asks me my name, my affiliation. He was going to report me to the authorities.
What?
And I'm like, dude, I'm never going to be here again. I'm just doing my job. He's like, who do you work with? I said, as I told you, I mean, I've got a Vanderbilt visor on, Vanderbilt hat, I mean, Vanderbilt shirt. Clear what I'm doing there. I'm holding a microphone. So this guy made, you know, other than that, my trip was great.
Wow. That's
It was like Paul Bart. What was it, Paul Bart? Mall cop?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. Guy. All right. That's
So if you want the longer version,
there you go.
Even
check out the pod.
Anger on my part, you can listen to our podcast.
Okay, people need to go check that out. Mitch Light, Athlon Sports, troublemaker extraordinaire
as
well.
I was going to tell my name was Lou Holtz, but I didn't
know if that was that'd have gotten you thrown in jail without question.
If I said Charlie Weiss, I probably would have gotten
that. Good point.
Jail.
Yeah, Charlie Weiss, you're getting a slammer right away.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. We never hear from you again. That's what it is. But I tell you what, how about LSU? It appears like I might end up being dead wrong. I mean, that's a great win at Auburn for them.
Yeah, it's a great win, no doubt about it. They've got two wins as good as anyone in the country. But I don't think we need to sit back and say, yeah, they're going to challenge Alabama now. I don't want to sound like I'm just trying to rain on their parade, because the object of the sport is to win the game. But if you know, I didn't watch the game. It was on the same time the game I was at, but I talked to a lot of people who have watched it. I've read all about it. You know, sounds like, and if you play that game under those scenarios with that box score, 100 times, Auburn probably wins 75 times. But LSU won the time it mattered. And, they made one big play in the passing game, a 75-yard touchdown, and they rallied to win against Auburn for the second straight time. So, they're definitely silencing their doubters. I think they have a chip on their shoulder as a program. I think Ed Orgeron has a chip on his shoulder. He knows he is doubted. So, great win. Doesn't get any easier. Their schedule is a monster. I don't think this is a legitimate threat to Alabama, but kudos to LSU.
How many, let's be honest with this. Okay. How many teams can honestly win the national championship? Five? And is that generous? Yeah.
That's what was your number?
Five. Clemson, Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, clearly those five right now appear good enough. I'm not going to throw out Washington. I saw enough of them in a losing effort against Auburn that tells me they're a pretty good team, and they went on the road and they beat Utah. I like your number. I mean, from what we've seen on the field right now, they look like five teams have kind of separated themselves, but I think Washington, could be good enough. I'm trying to think. I haven't, who else? Penn State, and I would say
I don't think so. Right.
Stanford, we haven't seen enough of Stanford yet. I don't, just from a personnel standpoint, I don't think they will be, but they've looked good so far. I'm glad that Georgia and Ohio State look as good as they have in Oklahoma. I don't want it to be just an Alabama and Clemson, because we thought maybe before the season it was going to be those two and then a gap. But right now, maybe Alabama and then a gap and then Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, because those other teams have looked fantastic as well.
Mitch, Texas blows out USC. Did that game say more about Texas or more about USC?
I don't want to be unfair to Texas, but it might more about USC. Disappointing performance from a coach who, I think I said on the air last week, it's like one of those games I didn't really want to watch. I just want to know what happened, and I wouldn't want to be the coach to lose that game. And, Clay Helton, you score 3 points at Stanford, you score 14 points at Texas, and watch them score 37 in a row. I know you have a true freshman quarterback, but USC fans don't care about that. They've never really embraced him from the beginning. He has an athletic director that didn't hire him. So, important win for Texas, but I think a more damaging loss for USC.
Yeah, totally agree. Mitch Light, Athlon Sports. And maybe this is just a product of maybe expectation level. Like, I'm not going to lie, I was watching that Ohio State TCU game. I mean, I know Ohio State's good. I walked away being like, hey, TCU's, I was pretty impressed with TCU. I mean, they were right there.
Agree totally. I picked Ohio State to cover. I think they didn't cover by half a point.
Yep.
I thought they'd blow them out. They didn't. TCU was really, really fast. I think I saw one of the Ohio State players on Twitter, it was on Twitter that one of the Ohio State players said it was the fastest team he's seen, and he didn't mean tempo. He meant like athletes. And so that's quite a statement coming from Ohio State. Their quarterback's growing up. Sean Robinson is a good player. Darius Anderson, I know he had that one big play, but still ran the ball well. You go for over 500 yards, you average 6.6 yards per play against that Ohio State team, you're doing something right. So, they played Texas this week. TCU, right now on paper, you might want to say they're the second best team in the Big 12.
I'd hesitate to bring up the Big 10, particularly the Big 10 West right now, because people might be eating lunch, but how about the weekend they had? I mean, oh my God, Mitch, that was brutal.
Really no way to sugarcoat it. Northwestern, what's going on? 21-3 at the half. Thought they were going to be good after that win over Purdue, and they've done nothing since.
Nebraska loses to Troy.
Illinois loses a 19-7 to lead in the fourth quarter. They give up 600-plus yards to USF.
Rutgers gets blown out by Kansas.
Oh, six turnovers.
I mean. Unbelievable.
You know what? Not in addition to thank God for DePaul, thank God for Iowa, right, Corey? Thank God for Iowa. Restoring order in the Big Ten West.
Yes.
He's, you just made him excited. Speaking of Iowa, let's get into, I want to talk about that game this weekend,
yeah,
because Wisconsin coming off a loss. BYU went to Camp Randall and boy, I was impressed. I mean, BYU hung right there with him in the trenches and was just as physical. I was impressed with BYU's physicality. That game was, that was impressive by BYU.
Yeah, one of the more improved teams in the country last year. BYU's brutal offensively last year. They averaged 6.8 yards per carry against Wisconsin. That's the highest single game average against the Badgers since that Big Ten championship game loss in 2014, the 59-0 loss. You know, if you would have gone in there and said someone's going to average about 7 yards per carry on the ground, obviously you would think it was Wisconsin. So I think that's a bad sign going forward for Wisconsin that they kind of got out Wisconsin. You know,
yeah.
And this BYU team, 2 weeks ago, they averaged 2.8 yards per carry at Cal. They rushed for 91 yards. So it's not like a team that's been steamrolling people. So, you know, I like Iowa in this game.
Oh,
obviously, they've played well at home. They're a slight underdog. You know, it's funny. I looked up the numbers. You know, Iowa has this reputation for being this physical running team. But, you know, in the last few years, they really have not run the ball that effectively. They haven't finished higher than eighth in the Big Ten in the last 3 years running the ball. They still committed to it, which is half the battle. You know, they average about 45 yards per attempt, but I expect them to try and win the game at the line of scrimmage against Wisconsin, which you probably before the season said that would not be the wisest plan of attack.
Doesn't it kind of feel like the winner of that game really takes control of the West, like big time, especially how things are looking?
Yeah, I mean, Northwestern looks bad right now. Purdue, you know, doesn't look good there. They already have a home loss.
Yep.
You know, Nebraska's struggling. I wonder what the Vegas odds are. Seriously, like winner of this game,
winning the
division,
right,
got to be huge.
Got to be astronomical. Be interesting. It's crazy to say that already, you know, basically first conference game for these two could shape
right.
the whole division, but that's kind of what we're looking at. Mitch Light, Athlon Sports, stop being such a troublemaker when you go on the road, Mitch. I mean, it's just typical Mitch Light stuff, you know?
I know. I leave a trail of destruction around the SEC, and then I went up to Big Ten country. So hopefully for the people up in Nebraska or Iowa that the Commodores won't be playing there anytime soon.
Yep, note to self, don't schedule Vandy. Obvious reasons. I love it. Thank you, Mitch.
Take care, guys.
You got it. Mitch Light, Athlon Sports. It is like it kind of feels like this game between Iowa and Wisconsin played on September 22nd. Whoever wins that game feels like it's going to win the division. Like, it literally feels like that.
It's the Big Ten West Championship.
It feels
game.
Like it.
It is. Like, Northwestern,
mess.
Not winning.
Purdue,
struggle. No.
Nebraska
no.
doesn't appear like it. I mean, and then you just go Minnesota, no. Illinois, no.
Minnesota will fall off.
I mean, you feel like it feels like it's hyperbole. Like, oh, too early. I don't know, man. Based on what we've seen so far and what we know, certainly feels like that is going to be what's on the line this weekend. Hey, you can tweet your favorite Zone host and shows anything, anytime on the Trusted Choice Zone Twitter feed. Make sure you go check out the Best Up podcast put up every single day. That's 45 minutes of the show or so. You can go check out the interview, Store Trip, Robin Washit, Mitch Light. Tomorrow on the show, Scott Shanley, Mailbag. Got my Big Five as well. We'll be rocking and rolling our way through the week. All right, coming up next, we'll get our crossover game right with John and Josh next.